Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to... Les Booze Vector.
Are we still going?
Yeah, we're good.
The thing down the bottom disappeared.
Nah, it's all good. There we are. We're good. Yeah. Professional podcast right here.
Oh, late. Rude. That's really rude.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, we try our hardest, but you know how it is. Sometimes we get caught up. Is it an O or a zero?
That's the Unicode zero.
Gosh.
Welcome to the Bus Fact.
Yeah, another week in the world.
You
should tweet. I haven't. I can do it on my. It's like annoying. If you've got it logged in, it'll be easier.
Yeah, I've got it logged.
Yeah, we can't hear you, but
I've got it logged in on my phone.
Okay, cool. I actually can't see the buses, so let's
look out the window.
I can't. My cable once again. And that's one
dead
twirl
noise.
Of the mic cable. And there we are, two twirls, and I'm free. Oh, now the headphone cable's caught. Okay. So, how has your week been in InfoSec?
My week in InfoSec.
Yeah.
My week in InfoSec was, all right.
Just all right.
I mean, I've worked in InfoSec.
Yeah. Oh, it's a short weekend this week, wasn't it? A short week, rather, this week. Not a short weekend.
Yeah, it was a short week. We had a holiday in the middle of it, which... holidays are always weird.
Why is that?
Because you have to, come to work the next day before.
Yeah. Which is annoying, I guess.
But why were these all tangled up as well?
I don't know. That's just how it was.
That one's me that you're fiddling with.
Our levels were a bit broken.
Yeah, mine was on zero, so I just turned up to something.
Yeah, sorry, you should be okay now.
Didn't have any monitors when I did it.
Yeah, okay, I think that'd be better. Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. Tamar, a professional, expensive Bus Factor setup has been ruined.
Yeah,
maybe the roommate got to him. He started eating the cables and someone freaked out. Oh, cables.
Yeah, potentially. We do have an office roomba. Speaks French. Indeed. Keeps getting confused these days.
Recharge la rumba.
Attention, attention.
I don't think it's quite like that.
I think it's error, I am stuck in the middle of something.
Yeah, cliff detection.
It doesn't actually speak French that much. It's mainly just
with technical terms are hard to translate, right?
Yeah. Normally it just sits there and does nothing.
No, I like how it'd be cliff detected. Yeah, it'll be it gets scared if the lights are off and thinks that there's cliffs everywhere and it'll just stop in the middle of the third. It'll be there's
whoa,
a cliff.
He was keen.
Oh, yeah. How many think we're going to get today?
Today? Well, currently we have a Unicode zero.
Yep.
That's about it. Oh, do you want to bring up the chat on your computer? Then we can see it.
Oh, yeah, because we got that transparent thing going on,
yeah,
but
it makes
not
it a bit
great
harder
quality.
To see.
We can change that to make it less transparent.
We can. I think there was 50%.
No, that's not the right
Twitch, not the other team. W1.
Twitch.libusfactor. Do we got any news this week? Anything we want to talk about?
No, not really. We just got the small ones.
Small stuff, yeah.
On this.
Yep. Yeah, it's been a slow news week. I can't tell. It feels like it's been a slow news week for a long time. One thing that did happen a week or two ago, actually, and I just realized it's not up there. Did you see that they finally ported all of their, Eternal Romance, Eternal
Yeah,
Star
I did.
To
yeah,
Venus
yeah.
Boy? And supposedly, this is actually reliable now.
Yeah, more reliable, which...
Because Eternal Blue was... you know when it first got put in? This is... I wouldn't say I almost got fired. But I would say it was fucking horrible. It got put into Metasploit
so
with
was
reliability
this the time
excellent.
That the lawyers got involved or the client almost dropped us?
No lawyers this time. This was
because you've had a few instances where you've nearly got fired, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Lawyers.
It got put in with reliability excellent. Eternal Blue did. And I tested
I
it, and I was like,
just gets put,
great, that? Reliability, excellent. Fuck yeah, I'll do this. I'll use this. I'll use it in prod on a client system that they're currently using on their domain controller. Turns out you shouldn't do that. Anyway, I went and downgraded the reliability. I like fucking merged this pull request, downgrade that reliability. Supposedly this is actually reliable. I haven't labbed it up here yet. You presume you haven't played with it either?
No, I haven't. So when I was on that same client site the other day, they actually explicitly told me, don't run Eternal Blue just because of what you did last time.
Yeah, wow. Well, like, that's why you go, well, I've got this great new one for you called Eternal Romance.
No, which I was just like, nah, your shit's fucked. I'll just go on this other way.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. And yeah, it's, I guess it's like a shortcut, right? You don't often need Eternal Blue, but when you plug into a client network and there's a bunch of Eternal Blue stuff vulnerable, you're just like, I'm going to run Eternal Blue. I'm going to fucking do it.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have hopefully a reliable exploit now.
It's reliable, that will help a lot of things.
Yeah, because so many people just don't patch.
Turn to that. Oh, yeah, definitely. People will just have, oh, shit.
Yeah, which is dumb. Especially, like, in a lot of cases, the client, you know, they have fucking, I mean, you know, preaching to, I presume people here know about how this works. They're either blue or red. And they realize clients know about it. Everyone knows about the old fucking server that's vulnerable and hasn't been updated. They're just like, oh, yeah, that's legacy, bro. Just leave it.
I like when clients come and, like, tell you, oh, yeah, don't touch this one. We know it's fucked.
Yeah, and it's like, well, guess what attackers are going to attack, bro?
Yeah. We're going to go for that one first.
Yeah, because you just told me that I can fucking attack it and, like, pop out a bunch of hashes, and I bet everyone's got the same passwords. I don't know. A little bit silly.
Turner? Yeah, we got a Turner.
Is it a Turner?
There were some crosses and some Turner.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, orange. This is it. Our first of the day.
Oh, yeah, that was easy. Yeah.
245 question mark.
Route 31.
Was that actually a question mark? It looked like a question mark.
I couldn't read it. 5:08 p.m. It's the
first
one.
Do the number.
I'll bump that number up to a Unicode 1.
Oh, you got to search for the Unicode 1.
No,
just put it in a 1.
Put the 1. Da, da, da. 1. Uno. He was the equivalent of Eternal Blue, just running through a red light. That's how it works. The red light is an unpatched server, and the bus is Eternal Blue.
No, it's Eternal Green.
I get it. That's a good joke. We got to make more puns like that.
Yeah, we occasionally come out with good puns. Mm-hmm. Oh, that girl's like photographing the bus factor.
Oh, yeah, kind of. I don't know if I'd say that. I wonder if she's using...
She does look like she works for the pharmacy. She's got like a name tag. Shall I like knock on the window? Oh my God, what'd you do?
Was that one bottle? That was not me. That was you.
I'm sorry. It was on your desk with 1,000 bottles.
Sorry.
I'm blaming you.
No, that one was actually empty. I thought it was the full beer bottle, but it wasn't. We're okay.
Yeah, just hide that amongst all the other cans. So.
Do you reckon she was using the Wi-Fi that her company provides her?
I don't know anything about that Wi-Fi.
You don't?
No.
Have you not noticed there's a Wi-Fi network quite strong? Oh my God, look how many pigeons there are. Someone's feeding them. You can't see them on the camera, unfortunately, but there's like just a swarm of pigeons down by the guys with the ice creams.
Are the ice cream people feeding them?
I don't know, but they're picking food, so I presume someone chucked something there for them, so I don't know what it was, though.
They might just be picking food. Like, the rubbish bag next to it looks like it might have been mauled open.
Yeah, it could be that, but there's a lot of them.
You know, like, they'll, like, get it, like, fly off a bit and be like, I'm safe from predators now. Oh, yeah, how's your, like, baby pigeon going?
They've grown up now, actually. Did I mention that on the show?
Flown away?
No, they constantly chill outside, or at least the other thing is they're like completely black at the moment. They're like full black pigeons.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know if that's a thing like when they're young or what, but yeah.
It's a bit racist.
I don't think so.
I do.
When do you think the bus is going to be due?
I'm not getting started with that again.
I now know more about.
We should make more good puns.
Hey, look at that pigeon over there. It looks like he's trying to start.
We've already had that twice. We can't do it more than twice.
Coo, coo. Yeah, I don't know. The Eternal Romance thing's sweet. I'm glad that people are porting it. You know, I did think it'd be cool to go back and just, like, go through CVEs and be like, oh, no exploit for this one, right one. No exploit for this one, right one. Like, it seems like a reasonable way to learn a little bit more exploit dev, kind of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the exploit's already written, so you're just working on your kind of, like...
You keep saying you want to work on your exploit dev, but you never do.
Yeah, I mean, story of my life. Man, I wish I could do this. I'm not going to learn it, but I wish I could.
We've got a heavy day of drinking tomorrow. Are you coming tomorrow?
Presumably not. I don't know what you're talking about, so...
Mustag.
No.
I assume you weren't because you're working now.
Yeah, I do actually, yeah.
How's that work with that beer?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, the stuff I have to work on.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, that's why the show was late, because of that, like, fuck, you're going to fix in 5 minutes.
Which is, like, fixed, assuming the syntax is...
Took you 6 minutes.
I don't know anyone who uses Python, haven't got it fixed. But the Lambda syntax in Python is really non-intuitive. Like, the Lambda syntax in...
Hold on. Just take away the Lambda syntax. Just, yeah, take away the word Lambda.
Okay.
And re-say that.
Python syntax is unintuitive?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, kind of. Most.
Yeah, it's not very C-based, is it? They went for, like, a more readable approach, which ends up making it harder for a lot of programmers.
Like, the ternary operator, like, this equals just... this, if true, else equals this.
Yeah, like, Ruby does a lot of that shit as well, where you're just like...
Ruby's, like, a bit more intuitive, I find. Like, Ruby's kind of got a bunch of Python, but then a bunch of, like, other stuff as well.
It's just different enough that it's, like, a bit to get used to. A lot of the languages have a more simple Lambda syntax. So, anyway, that bug is fixed. I'm good at fixing bugs, assuming I'm using a language that I actually know. So, not Python. Isn't that a thing?
You should learn Python.
Generally, I mean, I write Python.
Oh, yeah, like, the bug you're trying to fix, like, pseudocode, you'll be able to do it in, like, no time.
I mean,
You already know how to fix it, you just need to work out
how fucking Python works. But that's like a thing you end up doing a lot, I think, as a tech person, especially a security person, is like, someone will be like, here's something, like, here's just a language, here's a framework, here's a program, you need to be able to understand it, or change it, or fix it, or do exploit it, and you're like, I don't have time to learn fucking every language I have to do
most
it
most of the time
with.
We just need to understand stuff, which I think is fine.
A lot of the time you need to know, like, kind of underlying language. Like, you can
sometimes
avoid it,
but not most of the time. Like,
I'd say you can find bugs anywhere, right? And
yeah,
if you do have that knowledge, it definitely helps.
I've definitely been balls deep in Rails and been like, what the fuck is this magic doing?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because there's so much of it, like, at different levels. It's hard.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking auto magic going on there.
Yeah.
Because I knew Ruby, like, pretty well, but then, like, jumping into Rails, I'm like...
Especially because Ruby lets you do a lot of magic. Well, I mean, that ends up resulting in a lot of bugs as well, doesn't it? Where... the magic causes problems. You see, who was it? Joshin? Can't remember if I'm saying his name right. This is, I guess, something else that's on the list. He found a bypass for the JSON parameter stuff. So you know how when you like post a Ruby, you can be like, or post a Rails rather, you can be like, hey bro, this is JSON. You should parse it like it's JSON, and it lets you do like some fancy shit. You can do some stuff there or something. Unless you pass in like nils and stuff and nulls. Whereas normally you can't do that in a post. Some shit like that. I don't actually know Ruby on Rails. Anyway, he found a bug that took 2 years to get resolved. It's pretty crazy with Rails. The disclosure was only like a summary disclosure, not a timeline, full timeline disclosure. But it looked like there's a lot of back and forth where I presume someone was like, here's the bug. And they were like, not a bug. And he was like, yeah, it is a bug. And they're like, we don't think it's a bug. And he's like, look, here's some exploitable examples. And they're like, oh, that relies on user code. And he's like, but it bypasses. Yeah, I just presume it was like that.
When I see disclosures where they just give a summary and it seems like it shouldn't have hurt if they could give a full timeline, it always makes me wonder, what's in the timeline that they want to, like, hide?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Why,
like,
why
do they just have really shit response?
Yeah, I'm guessing it is that. And, like, to be fair, I'm glad I'm not doing, like, a response for a vendor or anything.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely hard. Like, you'll get so many shit reports as well, and you've got to, like, fucking weed through those.
Because I dealt with a few of them in my last place, but I also just an email, right? So people would email us and be like, blah, blah, blah. And that's not too bad to deal with, because most people are motivated to do it. And the people who do it have, like, a real interest, generally, in getting it solved.
Yeah.
That being said, it got worse as bug bounties got more popular. Before bug bounties were really a big thing, the only people who emailed you were like security researchers who wanted something fixed.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you get 1,000 bug
just
bounty,
wannabes,
bug bounty, t-shirt, bug bounty. Look at this I found, bug bounty. And you're like, I liked it better before. Bug bounties have made it worse, you know?
Oh,
I mean, they haven't made it worse. But...
Yeah, it's kind of weird with bug bounties because I just got invited to a couple of private ones, but one of the private ones I like started doing some work on the other weekend, mm-hmm. found a bunch of bugs, went to submit them. They're having a break from submissions. I was like, I literally only just got invited. Like, why did I get invited to, why is that guy going so slow?
Probably, he's trying to find a park. Yeah.
Yeah,
and you're like...
Yeah, I was like, why did you invite me if, like, you're not accepting?
It's also a private one, so presumably they have, like, an order of magnitude less than normal.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, I flicked them an email and they're like, yeah, in a couple of weeks, like, we should be open, so...
Yeah.
Maybe next weekend I'll... Oh, actually, no, probably not next weekend.
Did you see Katie Mo did a bunch of... Kate Emo, I should say. Do you know her, by the way?
No, I don't
think so. She came to KiwiCon one year. She did like a bunch of... That person almost got hit by a bus. Did you see that?
Oh, now what? Like, replay? Yeah.
Replay.
Oh, my gosh.
It's loading.
Oh, my gosh. It's not going to work. It was just some chick, like, ran across just as the lights went, and it, like, didn't work properly. Anyway, Katie Missouri is also, I think that's how you say her name. She did, like, a bunch of stuff for Microsoft at some point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Memory, she's with... Either Bugcrowd or HackerOne now, or possibly left there a while ago. I honestly can't remember.
What's the delay on that? We've got a couple of seconds on the replay.
Yeah,
so
it'll
just get
bigger.
I remember that.
She did some testimony in front of some US senators, Congress, to do... I don't actually know what it's to do with. I haven't actually watched any of the hearings. But regarding bug bounties, patching, legislation, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which I do want to go back and listen to it, because it sounds like it'd be quite good. And I, one of the things I just saw mentioned was that she was like, bug bounties incentivize the wrong thing if you want to make a more secure kind of like economy. They incentivize bug finding, but they don't incentivize patching. And if you are entering the workforce and you're like, how much do I get paid for patching? How much do I get fined for paid for finding bugs? Finding bugs, yes. And then, like, who's going to patch all those bugs? Who's going to develop novel defenses? Who's going to do all this? Which I think she, one of the things she did in Microsoft was the one for defensive mechanisms, where it was like a $500,000 prize if you can come up with a novel defense.
Yeah, I mean, so Google have a similar program. They have the AppSec Patch Reward Program.
Is that like the additional bounty if you provide a patch?
So they... It's not really like a bug bounty program. They won't do much reactive fixing.
Yeah.
So it's more like if you find some like underlying flaw, like if you provide a patch to fix that proactively, they'll pay you a fuckload of money. Yeah. Oh, this guy's like looking for us as well. He was like looking up.
They're trying to find where that Wi-Fi is coming from. Aren't
they? No, they're all keen on the bus factor.
Yeah.
What was that I'm rambling about?
The AppSec Google bug bounty?
Yeah, so Google like will pay money if you, in open source applications and libraries and shit, like if you write a patch that will like improve the security in some way.
Can it be just like a one-liner buffer overflow?
Nah, so they don't do like proactive, reactive ones like that. They did a bunch for me, but then they're like, yeah, the point of this program is more like proactive stuff, like try and find some underlying flaw.
Okay, yeah, I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, that sounds cool. I might do that if I get time to actually delve into like code reviews and stuff. Yeah. I mean, that sort of thing needs like code reviews rather than like fuzzing or something like that.
Yeah, I don't
know. To find like underlying...
You're not going to find, like, I don't know, like, you don't really find those during code review. Code review finds, like, small bugs, not, like, large architectural bugs.
Oh, you sometimes do if you, like, really get in and, like, understand what the code's doing.
You say, okay, I see what you're saying. I was thinking more code review on each commit, but you're saying, yeah, like, it needs someone to do a full code review of a project and understand the architecture.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, actually try and understand the code and what it's meant to be doing and what it's actually doing.
Well, the other thing is, like, I don't know if I like that kind of approach all the time, because if you look at OpenSSL, when they were porting, when, you know, Heartbleed happened and they were like, let's fork OpenSSL, one of the things that LibreSSL did was remove a bunch of those defenses that OpenSSL had put in place that ended up decreasing security. They were like,
yeah,
we wrote our own secure Melok, we wrote our own Sakura, blah, we wrote our own Sakura, blah. And it's like, they probably had good reasons for doing that. They were like, oh, this is a systemic problem. We have to run on multiple operating systems. Let's do this to try and fix it. And it ends up being like, okay, sure, but if you're running on like Linux or BSD, you don't need those, and it actually makes you worse.
Yeah.
So it's hard not to like overcomplicate your kind of like security defenses, I guess.
What do you call that guy? He was like running
on the road.
So he wasn't like a walker, but he was a runner.
Yeah, he was running.
But he wasn't like a runner where like, oh my God, I'm about to get hit by a bus runner.
No, he was a runner like a jogger. A jogger.
Yeah, a jogger.
Because he was also jogging. Like he was like pumped, ready to exercise. Ooh, jog,
I think
jog,
he
jog.
Was already exercising. I guess you wouldn't know the difference between exercising and almost about to exercise.
I didn't say almost about to exercise.
Have you ever been in any of those two states?
Almost exercising or ready to exercise.
Or exercising. Oh, what's happening there?
If you ask your fiance, I've been ready to exercise with her a few times.
Oh, yeah. Didn't realize she likes small dicks.
Well, she's marrying you.
Oh, you found that comeback. You found that comeback.
Took a little while. I got there.
I don't think it's really that worth it.
That worth it.
Oh, I hope this car just stays here.
Oh, is there a... Oh, what are they up to? Okay, they're there. Sorry. The angle oh, that person was like, oh,
Stay.
And then they ran, even though they had like the right of way.
Fuck, I wish I was down there and just like walking real slowly.
Oh, there was a turner.
And a turner
that
right behind.
Been so good. Oh, none coming the other way this time. Yeah. We could get clogged.
What should we talk about? We've like not actually done any news for 20 minutes. Just,
I did news that was you know, Eternal Romance.
It's not
Katie
on
Blythin.
The lanes though.
Yeah, I forgot to write it all down actually. I guess like there has been a babble. Just not much like newsy stuff.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't write an article on most of the stuff. Speaking of articles. They see the Azimuth story. That isn't the lanes.
I did see the Azimuth story.
I don't understand how this is a thing. Okay, because like, if you're in the industry and you're like, hey, there's someone out there who writes exploits and sells them, you're like, yes. Yes, there is. It's kind of weird that the story exists. You're trying to get a beer? You want a beer? He wants a beer. He managed.
I like how you like, describe what I'm trying to do while I'm being quiet about it.
I didn't describe it exactly. You could have just moved the mic away as well.
Exactly.
And then they wouldn't be able to hear you. Nonetheless, the story. I don't really understand because I'm like, if you're in the industry and someone's like, hey, someone sells exploits, you're like, yeah, that's what
they
do.
Where did the story get published though?
Motherboard, perhaps? Like, I think Joseph Cox did it.
And what sort of reader base would that have?
People who have already known about Hacking Team, right?
And other people?
Normies. Yeah. Like, I don't...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if there was another Turner?
Oh, man. Three Turners.
You can't, you can't see in the camera, but there's actually a, like two lines of buses just like stopped that can't get through.
I've never seen two buses.
Yeah,
once.
Two. So... Sorry, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the Azimuth story.
Azimuth.
Oh, was it in Vice, was it? I thought it was Motherboard. Yeah. Oh,
yeah, Motherboard.vice. Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah.
Look at this. Look at this nonsense.
I wouldn't say this is nonsense. Oh, that's a lot of cars.
What is happening?
There's also a lot of people crossing at the moment.
Oh, my God. People need to stay. Stay.
Nah, they're going to get through.
Nah, not everyone is.
Yeah.
Oh, that
all
blue car's like edging. He's just like, fuck.
They're all
going to
go. Oh,
clip the back.
Nah, he made it. That was primed hard. That was a tight prime. You couldn't see it on the camera pretty much. There was maybe like four cars backed up. It's pretty good.
We need a better camera. Is that
we
what you're saying?
We do need a better camera. It's definitely something we need to do.
We're almost able to afford. We need to fill in that tax form on Patreon.
Oh, yeah. We're not almost able to afford because we want to get a nice one. We want to get an 8K, right? An 8K Dragon? They're around 50K or something, so. Which, it'd be so good to get a nice camera like that. Then we'd be able to use it for...
Yeah, $7 a week. I reckon we'll be there in no time.
Yeah, $50K, $7 a week. You can sign up for our Patreon if you would like to see another camera. Patreon.com/LeBoostFactor.
Or just clean windows.
Oh yeah, clean windows. That's more realistic. Yeah, I don't know. I get it, normies, but like, I don't know.
It's happened again.
Oh, Billy. It is, yeah. Look back. Oh, yeah.
That one lane, like, what's happening up there that... Oh, I think something's happened because people are, like, trying to change lanes.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to get through.
Oh, yeah, people just walk in front. Oh, my God, I hope that guy stays.
Oh, yeah.
You have to stay.
Because there's people trying to walk.
Oh, it's an Alchemy taxi. Oh, he's edging. Fucking stop for the people. Oh.
No, he doesn't give a shit. He's just fucking going for it.
Just waving in amongst the people.
I don't know. I don't know. It was a story for normies, whatever. Why do like a weird hit piece on a company? Especially because, yeah, like someone said, the article was like, oh, it's like a great company where they only sell to good people. They're like really nice and they follow. But they wrote it like it was some investigative journalism piece. Did you read the article?
Yeah, they said it was like, it took a while to read. It was quite an in-depth article.
Yeah, with no information in it.
Yeah, I was kind of like, yeah. But like at the end, they were like, yeah, it's taken us like months to get all this information because they like had like lots and lots of contacts.
Yeah, but like I don't even understand.
But I get where you're coming from. Like they're doing what they're meant to be doing.
Yeah, they're just a company doing this stuff.
I think the whole angle of it was it's like a, it's kind of a startup-y company.
But the angle they went with like investigative journalism makes it sound like they're doing something like super dodgy. Which like sure you can be for or against exploit sales, but like. To pick one company who you say is doing good and like take that kind of stance.
I always
of, like,
love when they like ask for comments from the companies and Seven, Jesus, I feel sorry for her.
And
I'm not starting till 11.
Who's that for?
Adele's hen party.
Oh yeah, okay. Seven. Jeez, that's pretty early. What time are you finishing? Fucking like midnight, 7 the next night? Oh my God, there's like entire plans here. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Well, let me know if you need a male stripper.
There's already a guy going on the hens party that will probably fulfill that need.
Oh, yeah. What were you saying? You
not
like
many
it
buses
when...
have done anything.
Yeah, it hasn't been great. You're saying you like it when stories ask for comment?
No, I like it in that like, not really like it. So they'll do the, we asked this company for a comment and they didn't give comment. And it just makes it seem like the company's like even more mysterious, but they're probably
just
like
operating procedure.
Who the fuck are these people? Like,
I don't know. If like Joseph Cox came to like this company and was like, yo, comment, I'd be like, whoa, we should like seriously think about what this means. Because like, he's a fairly well-known, like, technologist.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it. Like, most people, sure, I'd be like, what, fuck off, I don't care. But, like, there is some, like, if someone was like, I'm running something for Motherboard, for Vice, whatever, I'd be like, oh, okay, let's think about this. Like, I'm not saying they did anything wrong. I'm just saying, you know what they are.
Yeah.
Did you watch Dirty Money yet?
Not yet.
Okay,
I'm waiting for it, but
somehow they managed to swing a fucked up thing. Second episode, I think it was like, payday loans, and they managed to get the guy who's currently awaiting trial and his lawyer, ex-lawyer, who is also awaiting trial, to speak to them in the episode at length about the trial and, like, what happened. And I'm just like, what lawyer approved this? What lawyer was like, yeah, go and talk to Netflix, bro.
The lawyer that's in trouble?
The lawyer that's in trouble, probably not. So he was like, it was funny in the episode. He was like losing his shit. He was like, I have no money. I used to be able to afford attorneys and now they've given me a public defender.
Oh,
it's horrible.
Oh, no.
And it's so ironic because he was like doing payday loans to people who were so poor, they like couldn't afford anyone but public defenders as well. I find that so funny when people are like, they gave me a public defender. Now I have to put up with what poor people have to put up with. It's like... Dude, like, that is, like, the... I don't know. But, yeah, it's, like, amazing they managed to swing that. And I'm like, it's just crazy. How do they even do that?
Oh, this bus is coming up real slowly.
He's going slow because he wants to be... he thought he might be able to pull it, I reckon. Maybe. To just do the inch forward. You've done that before, right? When you're like, okay, if I slow down early enough, I can...
We've talked about how you're a shit driver and I'm not.
Oh, really? How many tickets have you had?
Small, Joe.
How many tickets have you had?
Defined tickets.
tickets. Let's say you will exclude parking.
Yeah, so we'll not exclude stationary infringements.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Three, I think.
I think I've had three as well. One for carrying passengers, one for driving after 10, and one for going through a red light.
I had three for speeding on Boxing Day 3 years in a row. And I'm like...
What? Hang on. That's 9 at least.
No, like 3 years in a row.
Oh, 3 years in a row. Okay,
on Boxing Day, I got speeding tickets.
Didn't you also get like a careless driving or something?
Yeah, but that's not on public record.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
I was discharged without conviction.
Okay, that's still pretty hefty.
The judge was just like, why is this even here?
Yeah.
Not a ticket, though.
Okay, yeah, it's a charge and discharged without conviction. Fine. I would have counted that, but whatever.
Yeah, it's like potentially worse.
What's this? There's a siren. Wheel. Where is he coming from? Where is he?
Fire.
You guys see that? Oh, he almost hit someone. He made it through. I know he's going to deal with all that traffic. Poor guy. Yeah.
Just stops.
Yeah. Beats through the lights and then just like, up. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. They got the horn.
Is this the optimal way to come from the fire station?
Oh, there's another. Jesus. Nah, this is like a couple.
Yeah, no, but like what I'm saying is, wouldn't it be better to go down... the Kent Terrace and then turn
off? From the central, they'll just come out of there and then go up Wakefield Street all
the way.
It's
like the one way, right?
Yeah, it's the one way next to the...
Next to the station, yeah.
Other one. And then that comes up just to...
Okay, and they turn around that way,
yeah. Come here.
They could just go down Kent. I guess it's like not as much. It's not really designed for a lot of traffic.
Depends where they're going. Like,
yeah, true.
If there's two, it's probably in CBD.
Yeah, okay, fair enough, yeah.
And there'll be one coming down from Brooklyn as well.
Well, so you know those two guys getting ice creams there? Someone just came up, I presume someone who knows them, and gave them another ice cream.
What?
They just got replenished. One of their ice creams got replenished. I don't understand. And then they went back into the store. I'm just like, damn, if I sit there, will people bring me ice cream?
You don't want, like, too much ice cream, though. Like, I get sick of ice cream after, like, too much.
Yeah, it's true. Especially, like, soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, like it just tastes like sugar granules that you're just like eating.
Yeah, I had something the other day which also wasn't that great after a bunch, like caramel cream. It was like nice, but it did get a little bit. Yeah, there's a lot of food like that. Marshmallow's the worst. Hey, do we want to change lanes here?
Yeah, we can change lanes.
I have
should
no idea what
that
is, so you should talk about it.
Diggers.
Hey, Alexa.
Are we talking about
Digger?
We're talking about the digger lane, right?
I don't know what that is, the digger lane.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Yeah. Oh, my God. There's a bus behind it. Yes. Yes.
That is looking
orange,
really good.
Orange.
Easy red.
Red.
Oh, there's
right.
two of them.
So that's four. Ooh.
One, two.
And 2483. I didn't get the first one. It was hard to read.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was.
I'm gonna bump that up. Bus count.
We're barely gonna get five today, though.
We got three.
Yeah, it's not big, but that was pretty good. That was a good one.
Yeah, diggers, because we are the digger factor after all.
Yeah, of course.
So you know how in previous weeks we've been talking about. A lot about trains.
Yeah, the trains have been fucked for a while. We constantly bring it up, yeah.
So we're going to talk about trains again.
Okay. I didn't hear about this, so I don't know what it is.
This morning...
This morning, okay.
On the North Island main trunk line...
Mm, is that from, like, Wellington to Rotorua or something?
Wellington to Auckland. But that's the one
that...
Does
it go via Rotorua?
Oh, it's been a while since I caught it, but it's the one that the Kapiti line runs along.
Okay. Oh, so that line that's the same line that keeps going out.
Yeah, that's the same line. There's the other one, and it kind of like goes out to Edgecombe and does some stuff. So you know when you're driving up Nowronga Gorge, and driving down Nowronga Gorge?
Is that
not quite. Oh, this guy! Yes, that's a 4183.
That is
the greenest thing in the world.
That's why they call it the green factor, because those bus drivers are colorblind and they only see green. They see red and they see green.
And that was at 5:35-ish.
Didn't see what route. Oh, I'm still seeing that. Route 23.
Route 23. Yeah.
That was pretty brutal.
Because I saw the turn in and it was like orange. And I'm like,
it just made it. You're
just
like,
made it. Cool. And then like half a second later, oh, there's a bus coming.
It's always like that when you're like, okay, we're done. Oh my God, we're in the bus. Good.
So yeah. Anyway, now we're on the gorge.
Yeah.
There's like an overbridge that the train goes through because it goes from one tunnel to another tunnel.
Okay, yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Right at the bottom of Nowrunga Gorge. Surely you must know this.
Fucking, I don't know, just carry on.
Right, anyway, there's a bridge, overbridge there that the trains go over.
Mm-hmm.
Truck was coming down with a digger on the back.
Yeah.
Clips the bridge.
Like the top of the truck did.
Top of the digger. There was like a digger on it and like the arm was like not fully.
Oh my God, why would you not check how tall your vehicle is before going through places that have stuff like that? Right. Jesus Christ.
And so that's like one of the main lines in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And was out of action for a bit.
Yeah. How long? Like a day?
No, it wasn't too bad. They just, they quickly like assessed it. Then they were like just reduced speed.
Yeah,
so they just had to go like real slow. But they took a couple of hours to like play catch up.
Yeah. Which is not a problem, I mean.
But yeah. Diggers.
Diggers. Causing fucking chaos in the streets.
So that's like the singular bus lane story that has nothing to do with buses.
It's transport related.
But if a bus was on a truck, do you reckon that would hit it?
I don't know how tall it is. A digger seems taller than a bus.
I think it's reasonably tall. I think the arm must have been up or something.
Because like, I can imagine that getting quite high. It's kind of like when you look at Roomba and Roomba Alternatives and you realize some of them are really tall. And you're like, this is really not appropriate. Like a small, like a Roomba is an okay high. It's
I like how we talk about stuff we talk in the office like just hours before.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right, we got some more news up here, though. So there actually was a decent amount of news, I guess, if you take everything into account. The WordPress auto update fiasco of 2018.
Oh, that one, yeah. I can't believe. So, if you're running WordPress, you have to manually update.
Oh my God, what is this? The 90s?
You have to log in via Telnet. Get a tarball, like extract it to a weird place.
Is that actually the procedure?
Wait, no. I thought we were back in the 1990s. You just have to click update.
Oh my gosh. What? That's
so it won't do it for you automatically, but
what does the world come to? Clicking a button to do an update?
You just have to click it.
It is pretty funny. Like
it's interesting though, because for like 4 years, WordPress has just done pretty good automatic updates.
Yeah.
So like it's you like just normalized. Don't even have to
care. What's this? A double fucking duck right here.
Oh, double duck.
Double duck right here.
But yeah, like for years, just updates happen magically. You don't have to care. They recently pushed a bug, an update with no security fixes.
Yeah.
And one of the bugs that fixed broke automatic updates.
Yeah. It is funny.
Like, I just don't even understand. Like, I just want to look at the code. Like, it surely must be a one-liner being like, don't update.
No, you know how code
is. I should look at the code.
There's always some fucked up thing where you look at it and you're like, oh, yeah, fucking, yeah.
So they found it within a day, pushed out another release. But to update to that release, you have to update manually.
Manually. It is kind of good that you normalized it so much that it's an issue.
The manual is just clicking a button.
Yeah, that's not what I call a manual update.
Yeah. When I was reading it, I'm like, oh, wow, that's going to be fucking hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, in 2 years, people are going to be sitting on this version right now.
Some people will be. I don't think it'll be that many, because, like, if you don't have someone at least looking at your WordPress installation,
they haven't had to update
again
for 3 or 4 years. They probably don't have.
No, but they're like, they're OS updates. What OS are they running it on? Right?
People don't update OSs, Stephen.
Well, then they would
How
be
have
already
we been
wormed,
working
right?
in security? Weren't we just talking about Eternal Blue?
Yeah, okay, hold on. I get that people do it. I'm just saying, I feel like it's not as high a percentage as you might think, right? So I don't know.
Blah, blah, blah. Been told to keep talking, keep talking.
Sorry,
keep
I was talking, just talking about talking, stuff. It's fine, you can stop now. I don't know. I just don't feel like it's going to be as much as some people think it's going to be. You don't. The number is only going to go down from now. Right now, it is at the highest, approximately. It's
Wait, what were we talking?
Oh, WordPress updates. Auto updating. WordPress.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is the highest it's ever been. It can only go down from here.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. You know?
Yeah, like people aren't going to install an old version, but everyone that's on this version, there will be a large percentage that.
I don't think it'll be that large.
Update. No, I think.
Well, we can monitor this, you know? Like, we can get some stats in it. I think. I also don't think we're going to find a wormable, like, WordPress O-Day for. We haven't had one for so long. I doubt we're going to find one in the next 2 years. And 2 years away, well, there's probably going to be some other bug in some other system, yeah, which means you have to update your OS.
There'll be some O-Day that gets fixed in a later version that they won't update.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to be in the next 2 years. I think in 2 years, well, there'll probably be like a Linux bug or like a an extension bug or something that wouldn't have been auto-updated anyway, even if they were using auto-updating, so that they'll have to manually update it and their host will have to do that. So you kind of get what I'm saying? Like
do you like how there's a place called Skynet just across from us?
Yeah, I know, right? All these people in there. I should go in one day.
Is that like apartment still watching us? Do you remember when that like someone in the apartment just appeared to be watching through our windows all the time?
Yeah, well, we started enforcing the blinds at some point, didn't we?
Yeah, but like we'd always look up and there's just like a face watching. Dun, and then, dun, like, dun. It would disappear. It was
hey,
weird.
So do you want to know this great prank I have?
Are you going to talk over air on it?
Is there a reason I shouldn't?
Well, if you want to do it to other people.
Yeah, but like the people who are listening probably aren't going to be the people I'm going to be able to do it to. Oh, yeah, maybe I should wait. We'll do this 1 month from now.
You can probably talk.
We'll disclose it in a month from now.
In a month from now, right.
Yeah, we'll put a disclosure.
It is quite nice.
It's a great, great little prank. Great little prank. Some of you have already been pranked.
I like how I didn't notice someone in the else.
Noticed and that triggered you to check, yeah.
Well, I didn't check. I mean, I was just like trying to help him. And then you were like, oh, it was me. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got one as well.
So it's funny that if you had been hacked, you wouldn't have even known, right?
Yeah, a lot of the time. I sleep 8 hours a day and I don't check personal messages at work.
Yeah, you do. I've seen you do that all the time. And that's not a personal... Oh, my goodness. You can't believe you're trying to high road me right now. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I am standing up. You're, like, not standing up. How can you even see the bus?
Oh, I can see the green light and I can see the bus. It's much better sitting down. Like, I always hurt my feet at the bus factor trying to stand
up. Yeah, I suppose when we're on the other side, I tend to sit down a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got the seat as well. Might as well use it.
This side, I...
It's not as easy, yeah. What are we looking at here?
You can kind of see it. Right. Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Oh, but so many walkers.
The bar's just like in the way. Yeah, know, right. Like there's a lot of... Not many.
It's all calms down for now. I guess we're getting to the end of the show, haven't we?
Yeah. So, should we talk about... source code leaks.
Okay.
Not that interesting.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. I don't know why everyone says it's not interesting. I think it's interesting.
I think it is interesting because Apple's open sourcing a bunch of stuff. So they open source.
A bunch of stuff?
Well, they open source the Lisa stuff. So they're like original
From
Apple.
What year was that?
Yeah, but now they are getting a bit more modern and they've just open sourced the iBoot stuff. Was it not?
I guess they did. No, I actually got ranted at me once about what open source means. It's only open source if you actually accept contributions. Otherwise, it's just source available.
What is that voice?
That's just what someone ranted at me once. But what open source means. You can't just release the source code and say open source. It's only open source if you accept contributions and you engage with the community and blah, 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 blah.
I don't agree.
Well, that's what they said, and I got ranted at. And they provided references, so I was like...
Do not agree.
I was basically just like, that's not how I use the word, but wow, okay, I'm glad that I know now about these different terminologies that you use, so... Blah. No. Oh. It's going a bit speedy, wasn't he? Damn those buses. Anyway, yeah, no, so the Apple iBoot source code got leaked, and so... There's a few interesting-ish things about the story, I guess.
Apple don't really leak that much source code, which is...
They don't. They leak
probably
nothing.
Do you remember the most interesting part? Like,
do you remember when someone accidentally left an an early release of an iPhone in a bar somewhere, and some newspaper got a hold of it. Not newspaper. Like,
yeah, an old Tim Cook like called them up.
Yeah, and he was like, "You are never being invited to any Apple event ever again. Yeah. You are never getting any special treatment. You are banned from everything. Fuck you." They take leaks super serious there, right? Like,
that's crazy though.
What, that they take it seriously or what? I understand it. Like,
well, this is where Apple gets into some of those like bad problems. Like, they had like all those suicides from people
from their factories. Are you talking about from the
employees? Like people accidentally like take the phones out of the factories and then it gets found and like a leak happens and then people start jumping off the buildings.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point where they have to make suicide nets.
Okay, that's a thing on like most factories. Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm not going to say most. That's a thing we hear about enough that I'm not just going to blame Apple. Though I do blame Apple, you're right. But overall, I blame capitalism.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's why I think it's interesting is, you know, we don't see this stuff leaked often. I don't know if we're going to see any exploits from it. If someone has the iBoot source code, I mean, presumably it'll help you find an exploit. I don't understand enough about the iBoot surface area, though. Like, you don't really have much...
Yeah, it is different, and it's something that you haven't seen the code to much.
Yeah. No, still got a beer. Do you want to go get a beer, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, go get one. I'll talk.
I was being quiet about it.
That's fine, that's fine. Okay, he's now left. He's walking. He's walking. He's getting a Bicky. Oh my God, just go straight. Fuck it. He's going straight to the beers now. I don't know. I think it's interesting because, yeah, we haven't seen anything. What do you think? I don't know if we'll see bugs from it. I hope we do because I'm always about the bugs. And the other last interesting thing is the Gruck mentioned on Twitter that he basically was all snide about it and was like, so I guess that people can keep things. Oh no, he initially said like, oh, you can't, people can't keep anything secret. This has only lasted 1 month since it got leaked. And then he was like, oh, wait, no, it lasted 4 months or 5 months. So
it
the
did
idea
last
being,
quite a while, didn't it?
Yeah, 5 months ago is when people initially got hold of it. No one released it. No, like the people who had it in the underground
so
kept it secret.
Someone tried to release it on Reddit and they didn't like have that. Enough karma and like yeah. It just got banned. And
yeah, I've had that. Why?
It's kind of amusing that someone's trying to leak something valid. And
I mean, this kind of happens all the time. You see, do you remember when Mega got some source code leaked, some employee got hacked and they posted stuff and they were initially like, oh, it's fine, don't worry about it. Mega was like, it's only source code, it's got no creds in it, like it doesn't matter, we've checked it all. And then they got eventually posted to Reddit and I went through it and I'm like, there's a bunch of creds in here. I tried one of them from my home connection. Theoretically. I theoretically tried one of them. I theoretically tried one of these credentials. Jesus. And I was like, oh my God, this totally works. And I was like, they did not revoke any of these creds. And I think it's kind of interesting where a company gets owned and then they don't do anything. Not that, I guess it's not super relevant to the Apple thing, but I think it's funny that like...
So to me, I have the opinion that a source code leak shouldn't be that much of an issue because...
Yeah, there's that question of, like, where do you store the creds?
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have creds in the source code, I think. And
the source code for the application, sure, but it still needs to be in source control.
Yeah, so that should be separate, I think. So if you have
separate repo, yeah.
Yeah, source code leak, it should really only be leaking, like, business logic, which might be a big thing for you, like in Apple's case.
Yeah.
They care
a lot about
quite
that. Yeah.
A lot about their business logic.
Yeah. And they're just, I guess they care about all of that stuff, whatever you want to call it.
But like, iBoot probably isn't.
It's not a super critical component, I guess. It's just like part of their whole like, everything must be secret thing, which I don't really like, but they can do what they want.
Because like, yay, yet another bootloader that, yeah.
That isn't as good as Grub, am I right? GNU for Lie.
Grub Legacy, it's what we need.
Grub Legacy, jeez.
Or should we go back to Lilo?
Ooh. People still use Lilo.
Who?
People.
Name one.
Just people.
Yourself?
No, not me. I don't even use Legacy. I upgraded to Grub 2 like 5 years ago.
I had a server 3 years back that had Legacy on it.
Yeah, like there was a point where it was useful.
I can't remember what reason I had that I didn't upgrade.
Yeah, it happens occasionally.
Yeah, I was just like, I think I was kind of like, already has legacy. I can't be fucked upgrading.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, no, so I don't know. The iBoot stuff, it got DMCA'd from GitHub, and I presume it's not going to come back up. I do think it's funny to fight DMCAs on GitHub. Like, occasionally, you just do it for fun. You're like,
didn't you find that, like, GitHub clone that you were going to shove stuff on?
Oh, like the Chinese GitHub?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't shoved stuff on there, but there is, like, a Chinese GitHub you can put stuff on, yeah. Oh, also.
And it has, like, all the GitHub paid features for free.
Does it? I can't remember. Like,
well,
it had,
like, a
good
bunch that, like, for GitHub you would have to pay for.
It looked super slow, though, but it did look nice.
Yeah.
Chinese GitHub is great. I can't remember what it's called now. I don't know. Yeah, interesting. I think it's interesting. I think the Grok thing is interesting, that it's been around for 5 months. I guess it goes to show there is still an underground for illicitly traded source code. Is it receiving stolen goods if you get some source code?
Yeah. I don't know. There's not really much, like, case law on, like, digital crimes.
Yeah, because we saw...
Well, at least in New Zealand, at least.
The leaked source guys, L-E-A-K-E-D, they got done because... Not because they had all the breaches, but because they were selling access to it and that showed malicious intent or something.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of crimes, like, you can get done for that intent word.
Yeah, which is so flaky.
Actual crime, like, isn't... Like, legalized, I guess?
Yeah.
Well, legislated?
Yeah, it's tough, yeah. In any case, what else we got up here?
Should we talk about that last one?
Yeah, I think it's a... it's not
secureness.
Very interesting.
Well, it's a news topic, I guess.
Yeah, it's news. This is the Chrome, the best browser. What are they doing?
Well, as of... Is it now or is it?
Nah,
like, it's July.
June, July.
June, July. Not just any or some, but all HTTP sites will be marked as insecure.
Technically, so they'll be marked as not secure, which is not as bad as insecure.
Yeah, I think we have talked about this in the past.
Yeah, I'm going to rant about it again. You know what I fucking despise? Self-signed certificates are somehow viewed as less secure than HTTP. How is that a thing? How is that a thing? Like, hey, what would you rather? Everything's encrypted, but you can't verify exactly who you're talking to. Or nothing is encrypted, and you still can't verify who you're talking to.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And you brought up a valid point with routers. Like, you can't get HTTPS on routers.
Because they have 192.168.1.1.
Yeah.
How do you fix that? Fuck you, that's the answer.
Yeah. Like, I think IP-based stuff, like, potentially just allow IPs to have HTTP? Well, I don't know.
No, what you should do is, yeah, self-signed, there should be the same across the entire web. It should be like this. This is how I see it. HTTP should be insecure. Also, invalid, like, SSL configurations, like bad crypto, SHA, you know, or MD5, that kind of thing. That should be marked as insecure.
Yeah.
And HTTP.
So it's quite similar to, say, an SSH server. First time you log into that, what do you get?
Would you like to accept this key?
What do you say every single time?
Yes, it's the same thing every single person in the world.
Do you ever verify?
I feel like I've done it once as an exercise in futility, right?
Yeah. I can imagine that. But yeah, like, it's kind of, because most people don't do it, it's basically the same as self-sign.
Yeah, roughly. And I do want to roll out, like, across our organization, the cert thing where you have, like, a PKI for that. So you just install on everyone's server, like, hey, this is the thing everyone's signed by. And then all your SSH servers, as part of their provisioning process, will grab one that's valid, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Oh, these buses just don't want to run red light.
I know. What's even wrong with them? Jeez. I'd run a red light if I was them.
Like, right now. Now.
Bus comes flying through.
Do you remember that there was that time when I want to find that video. There was that time where the bus, it was like red for like a couple of seconds.
It just comes
and then just
through.
Like, where the fuck did that guy come from?
Yeah, it's a bit funny. Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about. Oh yeah, so there's not just that. So HTTP marked as insecure, which is dumb. I think it should be marked as insecure along with making self-signed viewed as at least how HTTP is now. Right? That interface where HTTP is now, where it's just like, you know, fine. It's like, this is okay, I guess. That should be what self-signed is. It's fucking ridiculous. But there's also the semantic thing. This keeps coming up. This has been on the cards for over a year now.
Three years?
years?
They've had 3 years of problems, but I think Google issued the thing
last year sometime.
I think it might have been the year before. Or is it the start of last year, maybe? Ooh. Oh, what's happening here? We're gonna turn it.
That's why they call that bus Tina.
That's not what they call that bus.
Tina Turner. Do you get it? We got like enough walkers here. We're good. They're just marking semantic certs as insecure as well. They've been talking about this for ages. But someone published some stats, you know, it gets a little bit of thing. There's a lot of sites in New Zealand that are going to be affected. Some government sites.
Yeah, quite a lot. Someone did like the whole .nz.
Yeah.
I wonder where they got all the...
I think it was one of the... It was Mike Forbes did it, I think. Vex did it. And I think he's either associated... They do give it out for research purposes, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, I had access to it at one point. But
Did you have access to it through like legitimate research meetings? Or did you just admin a server?
While I was at uni.
That's not the same thing, right?
No. While I was at uni doing research for NZRS.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they gave me a DVD, like... 5 gigs or something. Yeah, encrypted DVD. I was like, well. Yeah, the one I could get from uni was the .ck.
Because
the uni server, one of the servers at uni was the backup.
I want
name server .ck. For .ck. You can get one for $140 and register a company.
Big.co.ck.
Already taken. I can tell you that.
What about small.co.ck?
Already taken. I had a big look through and had a lot of giggles.
All the ones with cock in it, they're taken.
Well, everything is cock.
Smelly.co.
Oh, there were some like really weird ones like dragons.co.ck.
Dragons.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do have to have a legitimate company in the Cook Islands to get in, which costs $140.
To register the company?
Yeah.
Plus the size, cost the domain, probably, but less.
Yeah. I can't imagine that's like 10, 20 bucks or something.
Yeah, I guess the Cook Islands doesn't really have an incentive to stop people. They're like, you want to pay $140 for a fucking domain? Sure, give us that
money. But you could probably like make a decent living off getting a domain with a shitty name. And like do just subdomain hosting or email hosting, because the name is worth quite a lot, I would say. Yeah,
yeah. If
not like heaps, but like back when I was in uni, I was like, I could make money off this.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah, of course. I don't know. Yeah, that's interesting. The semantic thing, I guess. You know, I don't know. People are gonna be marked as difficult. This happens all the time.
They like badly issued a bunch of certs.
Oh yeah, that's the actual thing that Semantic did. That part, because they had already fucked up like 3 times, and then they went back and they found out that they'd issued certs for like Google.com, and Google lost their shit.
That was funny.
Rightfully.
So Semantic did like an open letter back at Google, because Google were like, we're gonna revoke fucking everything.
Oh yeah, and their letter where they're like, it's not fair.
It's not fair. And then they're like, fuck, we'll just call it quits.
Yeah. We'll just sell the business, yeah. Because like, they clearly fucked up. So.
Like, you have to build trust, and you've lost trust like 3 times.
Do you remember the one who did like Whois validation based on a JPEG of the Whois starter, and that could misread the like emails and stuff?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, there was one that did that, and it was fucking hilarious because you're just like, bad. How does this work? It was crazy. It's good though. Oh, yeah. That's the gist. I just want to mention one last thing before we go. Krebs did an interview with NPR about selling creds. Get it? Krebs selling creds. He basically took some screenshots from Carter's Paradise subforum, which is like a darknet Carter's site called like Creds Paradise or something, called like Login Paradise. I don't know, some shit like that. And he basically put up a list. The thing I found interesting from it was he put up a list of the prices that one of the big sellers in there was selling for. So $10 for a bodybuilder.com account. Things like that.
Why is that even there? I think it's like just the lowest I saw on that list was about $10, and I think
it's $9, but yeah,
you get kind of real worldish creds.
Yeah, these are all accounts for real world people, presumably from a botnet or whatever.
But yeah, like I assume that. Well, actually, someone in the office was saying the bodybuilder one might be for all the spam emails.
Yeah, that, fuck yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, oh, we can get all these gym junkies like emails about like fucking bodybuilding.
Yeah, just make a post being like, hit up the gym today. Did great with my new Acai Berry.
And they'll be like, that guy is Chinko comma, create whatever you call it, forum post. Yeah, so like, I don't know, I guess that's what you use it for. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's all. That's all from me. I guess we had enough news to speak, didn't we? Better than last week. Jeez, that was fucking horrible.
Yeah. I mean, this week we kind of rambled for 20 minutes before we got
into we talked about
news.
Stuff. We talked about the Katie Mark
Yeah, we talked about stuff that we hadn't written down, I guess.
Yeah, I forgot to write it down.
Which is probably good.
Yeah.
I like going off the board sometimes.
Going off the beaten track.
Well, like, not
changing
going
lanes
off the board.
Off to going on the dirt road. We'll call it going on the dirt road.
Going on the dirt road.
Going on the dirt road.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's that for this week at the Bus Factor.
Thank you to our Patreons. Patrons? Patreons? I don't know what you call them. Patrons.
Patrons, I think.
It's a bit weird.
Patreon is where you patron things.
Gotcha. But aren't you a Patreon if you patron people?
Fuck, I don't know.
I believe we did see at least one bus go past. So that is our...
Oh, we need three.
Three?
Yep.
We
actually had four...
Just in
red
light runners. So that wasn't even just going past.
So yeah, so bonus.
So if there's another
patron. If we get another patron,
they'll still be covered.
Yeah.
And it's still within the red light thing. So that's good.
We don't guarantee any red light runners.
We don't guarantee red light
Some
runners.
Weeks we get these really low weeks of four. What's the lowest week?
It'd be around four, maybe like three.
Yeah.
I feel like three would be. You'd be struggle to get under three. Because even when we're distracted, you tend to find. Three.
Yeah, I mean, earlier days, like, I had some messages saying that we missed quite a few.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, once we get the Bus Factor alerting system up.
Oh, they'll be good.
Yeah. Oh, she's running. Someone ran because they thought a bus was going to run them over, but it was actually, like, not because the light had gone red.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there, right?
Oh, anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Thanks to our patrons.
Black Flag Security, and we will catch you next time.
Yeah.